The top 1% of podcasters focus on mastering this one growth principle that most other podcasters totally overlook.
Welcome to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing, a show helping entrepreneurs with podcasts turn a slow growth show into a rapidly growing positive ROI podcast.
Hello, I'm Ty Gaucher.
And I'm Anthony Wanneri.
And in this episode, you'll discover why posting more, booking guests, or making better content won't fix your growth until you address this one silent deal breaker.
The crucial shift in thinking that turns your podcast from a nice to have into a must listen to show. So the right listeners feel like not tuning in is costing them opportunity, results, or transformation.
And finally, how to instantly make your podcast more attractive to new listeners so you can start growing month on month. Welcome back to another Thursday episode where we share with you stories, break down marketing principles, and give you actionable strategies to grow and monetize your podcast way faster. After working with close to 300 podcasters one-to-one to grow and monetize their shows, we've noticed a trend. Well, we've noticed many trends, but here is one trend we want to share with you today. Most podcasters feel like they're hitting their heads against a wall after doing the show for years with no growth.
They have their podcast, and in this case, we can view your podcast as, let's say, a product, and you try and market your product, i.e. posting on social media, interviewing amazing guests, sharing clips online, you get the general gist. The typical things you're likely doing when it comes to marketing your show.
The problem is, the market rejects your product. And how do you know this? Well, if you spend 3 or more hours every week working on your show, you hit publish, set in motion the marketing activities you've been doing for months or years, like we mentioned, posting on social media, etc. And even though they haven't been working, you keep doing them anyway. The episode results in no new listeners and doesn't feel like a step in the right direction.
Now, to me and Ty, we see this happen time and time again. To me, the sad part about all of this, to be honest with you, is the fact that you've had an idea that these marketing activities aren't actually helping you grow. But most podcasters, and probably like yourself as well, you choose to keep doing them instead of getting to the bottom of the truth of what's really going on. Why isn't it working? What should you be doing instead with your time? Again, most business owners and experts keep running their shows on autopilot, using it as a vanity project. You know, it looks great on social media, so I can repurpose my content on other platforms. I get to speak with great guests. Now, don't get me wrong, Tig, all those things are true, right? But why can't you have all of the above and a podcast that's growing and profitable?
Well, you can. We've seen it happen. In our program, the Get More Listeners Academy, and this episode isn't a pitch, that's not the point of it, but it was just a very nice transition. Our clients inside our program do get these results by following a simple system for growth and monetization that allows them to stop wasting time, years even, on strategies that don't work and leave you feeling invisible and second-guessing if the show is worth it because they're finally growing. Today, we really want to share with you one simple marketing principle that can explode your growth if you take what we're saying and apply it, because it'll allow you to ensure all the pieces that make up your podcast actually are working to help you reach new listeners every day. Anthony, what is the change we want to share?
Oh, drum roll, please. So the principle is this. All of the pieces that make up your podcast aren't there to communicate information about your show. They are there to sell your podcast. Now, you sell your podcast by communicating what listeners will lose or gain by not listening to your show. That communication, and you're probably thinking, well, how do I communicate that? Do I just tell listeners, hey, my podcast is awesome. Here's what you'll gain if you listen to it. Here's what you lose if you don't. Actually, you do have to do that in your intros. That's actually part of the strategy. But more so, you need to communicate that in every single piece of the show that makes up the podcast. So what this looks like is your show name.
Your cover art.
Your episode titles.
Your episode topics.
Your show notes.
Your show description.
Your intro and outro.
Your marketing strategy, if you have one.
Now, the reason why most podcasters stay invisible, even after years of posting great content, is because when they are communicating about the value of their show, when they're trying to sell their podcast, they're not really trying to sell their podcast. They are just giving information about the show instead of persuading new listeners as to why they should actually listen to the show. Again, remember, your show name, cover art, episode titles, topics, show notes, show descriptions, these aren't pieces of your podcast where you share information. No, these are pieces of your podcast that a new listener will look at when they're considering whether or not to listen to your show. So if they're going to look at that, why would we give more information instead of, again, using this and communicating the value, selling the podcast, showing them what they'll lose or gain by not listening?
Most podcasters avoid doing this, maybe not consciously, but they end up informing but never using the aspects of the podcast to persuade. And that's why the market then rejects the podcast, not because you're bad at marketing, but because your podcast, the product, doesn't communicate a clear outcome. And if you put a product on a shelf or, you know, a podcast on a podcasting platform with no clear promise, no obvious thing that it solves for someone, then it has no reason for anyone to choose it over the 50 options next to it. And no amount of promotion saves that. No guests, no social media, definitely no short form clips. You would just be trying to amplify a product that the market already said no to. And this is the part that most people miss.
All the pieces of your podcast, they're not there to try to explain your show, to be descriptive, the way that most people approach things. But the top 1% of podcasters, they really understand that those pieces, they're there to sell the decision for that new listener to click play and listen. So what does this look like practically speaking? Well, this looks like understanding that your show name isn't just about fancy branding or a catchy title or an inside joke. No, it's about positioning your podcast and clearly communicating who the show is specifically for. Even your podcast cover art is not about like, oh, how do I make it look nice and fancy? No, it's, hey, how do I have almost like a silent sales pitch where I communicate high value, high professionalism so the right listeners pick my show over the competition?
Just like your episode titles, most people just write them as if they're labels, but they are ads, and ads that need to be clicked on, which means you need to use your episode titles to persuade, not to inform.
And again, that's a piece that most people skip over. We can't stress enough that if someone lands your podcast and enjoys an episode, and then they go through the back catalogue, if your episode titles are just filled with information, but they're not written like irresistible titles, like an ad that needs to get clicked, as if your life depends on it, people look through your back catalogue and won't be excited to listen to the other episodes. They'll think, oh, that looks nice, cool, skip, next. And that's tons and tons of listeners you're losing out. Now, the crazy thing is, you might be thinking, but Anne, I've looked through some of my old episodes, they're still getting downloaded today. Yes, correct. Which proves that people are going through the back catalogue and listening to your episodes. But if those titles aren't fully optimized, think about how many more people are viewing the title and not clicking play. You've already seen some of the results, but think about the opportunity cost of not having those titles fully optimized when you know people are viewing them. Another example, your show description, one that most people set and forget, and honestly, I get it. Like, if you've launched your show 2-3 years ago, you're not thinking about updating your show description. It's something that most people do set and forget.
However, for sure.
For our clients, Tyke, we make sure that we update their show description and we don't just share information. We view that as a sales page to, again, convince a total stranger as to why they should click play and listen. Because people actually read show descriptions, which blows my mind because I don't, but other people do. So how do we optimize a show for those listeners specifically?
Once you see this, everything changes, because now everything becomes, does this make the right listener feel like not listening costs them something? And to hammer that point home once more, just writing something informative or having something to describe what the podcast is doesn't really do that. You have to sell. Think of that. Do with that information what you will. If that puts you off or if that makes you feel a certain way, it's up to you how you reframe what it means to sell and market your show, but you have to treat it as if every aspect of your show is there to persuade someone to listen. And without that, it's always fighting against the tide and always getting a terribly low output from any marketing activity such as posting or exposure of any kind. That's the principle. Every piece of your podcast must sell the outcome. The outcome is what they gain by listening or what they lose by not listening.
And I think for me and you, Tyke, that's why we have like an unhealthy obsession over making our client's product, their podcast, wildly attractive is the very first thing that we have to fix. And just fixing these aspects alone, meaning going through the title, show notes, show name, show description, podcast cover art, presenting the podcast in a very persuasive way. Just shifting that alone without any fancy tactics and strategies when it comes to social media or guests, just fixing those things alone, explode our clients' growth. And that's why they literally stop guessing. They stop wasting time on strategies that don't work. They stop feeling invisible after years of effort and hard work. They're no longer wondering, oh, is this worth it? I'm investing all this time, all this energy. And to be honest with you, I look at the numbers and it feels kind of pathetic in terms of how low the listenership is. They don't feel that. And you can also not feel that anymore when you start applying this strategy. Look, for me and Tyke, our goal is always stay consistent, right? We want to help you gain clarity as to why your show isn't growing and why your show isn't profitable. And this is one of those things that we've learned from helping hundreds of our clients go through and seeing the results. And we want the same for you. Now look, if posting consistently actually built a loyal podcast, the truth is you wouldn't be stuck with slow growth and a show that isn't making any money. Now, your podcast doesn't have a content problem as such. It has a retention problem. And part of that is, of course, knowing how to sell the podcast the right way to keep listeners coming back for more, to keep them buying more. And right now, you're likely stuck in one of seven listener drop-off patterns. And until you identify which one you're in, you're just feeding new listeners to a podcast that isn't able to keep them hooked and binging your content. And that's why we created the Podcast Retention Blueprint. We share seven proven tactics to keep listeners binging your content and coming back for more. So if you want access to that, you can go to the show notes, click the first link that you see, or visit getmorelisteners.com/keeplisteners hooked and grab your free Podcast Retention Blueprint. Now, with that being said, we'll catch you in the next episode.
See you Monday.